It's no fun riding to school with Step Monster. Not with Chauncey screaming his lungs out in the back seat. Don't get me wrong. I'd cry too if I'd just figured out that Step Monster is my mother. But at 7 months old, I don't think he's processed that yet. He just cries. He cries when he's hungry. He cries when he's full. He cries when he's tired. He cries when he wakes up after a long nap. Basically, any day that ends in a Y, Chauncey cries. There also seems to be a connection between his volume control and the gas pedal of the SUV. The louder he howls, the faster Step Monster drives. "Who's a happy baby?" she coos over her shoulder into the back seat, where the rear-facing car seat is anchored. "Who's a happy big boy?" "Not Chauncey, that's for sure," I tell her. "Hey, school zone, you better slow down." She speeds up. Motion is soothing to a baby. Maybe so, but as we slalom up the driveway, swerving around parked parents dropping off their kids, and screech to a halt by the entrance, it turns out to be one motion too many. Chauncey throws up his breakfast. Suddenly, there's cereal on the ceiling and dripping down the windows. That's another thing about Chauncey. His stomach is a food expander. It goes in a teaspoon and comes out 5 gallons. "Get out of the car," Step Monster orders frantically. "You have to come in with me," I protest. "They won't let me register without an adult." She looks frazzled, and I guess I don't blame her. That much baby puke must be hard to face. "I'll run home, change him, and wipe down the car. Wait for me. 10 minutes. 15 at the most." What can I do? I haul my backpack out of the SUV, and she zooms off around the circular drive. I don't even have the chance to make my usual Parmesan cheese joke. That's what it smells like when Chauncey barfs. When I first came from California to stay with Dad and Step Monster, I thought they ate a lot of Italian food. That was a disappointment. One of many. So, there I am in front of Greenwich Middle School, watching swarms of kids arriving for the first day of classes. A few of them glance in my direction, but not many. New girl. Who cares? Actually, the new girl doesn't much care either. I'm a short-timer. I'm only in Greenwich for a couple of months, while Mom is off in Utah shooting a movie. She's not a star or anything like that, but this could be her big break. After years of paying the bills with bit parts in sitcoms and TV commercials, she finally landed an independent film. Well, no way could I go with her for 8 weeks. Not that I was invited. Eventually, a bell rings and the crowd melts into the school. No Step Monster. I'm officially late, which isn't the best way to start my career in Greenwich. But short-timers don't stress over things like that. Long before it could come back to haunt me on a report card, I'll be ancient history. I check on my phone. It's been 20 minutes since 10 minutes, 15 at the most. That's SST, Step Monster Standard Time. I try calling, but she doesn't pick up. Maybe that means she's on her way and will be here any second. But a lot of seconds tick by. No barf-encrusted SUV. With a sigh, I sit myself down on the bench at student drop-off and prop my backpack up on the armrest beside me. Step Monster, her real name is Louise, isn't all that monstrous when you think about it. She's way less out of touch than Dad, which might be because she's closer to my age than his. She isn't exactly thrilled with the idea of having an 8th grader dropped in her lap right when she's getting the hang of being a new mom. She's trying to be nice to me. She just isn't succeeding. Like when she strands me in front of a strange school when she's supposed to be here to get me registered.